Well, hello, 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 and welcome to Sisters You Have Value Podcast. I'm your host, Kim Tolliver, and I'm super excited to be here with you today. Happy Friday, happy Friday. This podcast was created for women because we believe in the power of sisterhood and unity, and we strive to build a community where women can share their passions, learn from each other's experiences, and support each other on their journey. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you're a new listener, thank you so much for coming aboard, and we pray you continue to come back for more. Give us a like, share, and follow, and tell a friend. If you are a returning listener, thank you so much for being on this awesome journey with us, and we pray you continue. All right, grab your coffee, tea, drink, whatever it is, grab a seat. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. We're not going to be long today, but I wanted to hop on a minute because I think I'm going to kind of turn this ship in a different direction for women, just to get on some other topics that I think is so paramount and some things that we need. I've been noticing some trends in social media. Now, I'm not sure if they're skits, if they're real, or anything like that. But here's the thing. If they're real, it's embarrassing to Black women. It's embarrassing as a woman in and of itself, because it purports that there's no home training and that there's just ignorance that's running amok around here. Let me just be the first to share with you. It's not cute. Nothing is cute that you think is unjust when it is very demeaning, very degrading, and belittling to human beings. So I want to get on to the first one that I looked at. And I don't know if I touched on it a little bit ago, but there was a video that's going around, and the gentleman is filming this lady, and they had just been married 30 days. And she's on whichever one of these social media outlets, going in to the fact that they have been married 30 days. Oh, you don't love me. You don't love me. Because he had not changed his will or changed his benefactors and all of that. And she proceeds to talk about his mother, which is a no-no. And I think he was saying to people, look at this. Y'all, look at this. This is not the same person I married. This is not the person that I know. But it would give cause for pause to go, is that the extent of it? You know, is that the depth of what you feel in marriage is? And she proceeds to tell him that it's not a true marriage, that he doesn't value the marriage, you know, and those things in the third. But my thing is, and that kicker was, who's going to take care of me if you die? Yeah, I think we talked about that. But if you die, so you're already planning his funeral, and hell, hadn't been married 30 days, you better pray God you don't go first. So fast forward to yesterday, my daughter asked what I was going to talk about. And I said, I don't know. You know, I always like how the Lord lead me. She said, what happened? What somebody did. And so yesterday I was looking at this TikTok, and a young lady, the man came in, and there was a little boy in the bed, and there was this Black chick in the bed, and she was eating chicken. I don't know if it was Popeyes or what. I think it was Popeyes. And the little boy proceeds, he asked her, did she have something for the child? The baby said he had eaten rice. It was actually, I think at that time, maybe it was 1 o'clock, that baby had eaten rice. I don't even know if it was before the man left for work or something like that. Long story short, her narrative was, that's his mama problem. That ain't my problem. And so he proceeds to go, you know, his mother is nowhere to be found, but you've had my child here all day and hadn't fed him. You know, if you want a piece of chicken, just say it. Now, a couple of these TikToks that I've commented on, you know, almost got booted out the whole TikTok family because they said my post was in violation of the rules and regs, because I did have a couple of moments where I flashed out and I had put the ASS word on there. But and talking about their trifling tales. So and I guess I say all that to say the reason for my podcast today is I need everybody to stop. I need you to stop, really, and take a pause for cause to look at what we're breeding here in society. These millennials, these 20-year-olds, these 30-year-olds who think that the value and measure of a man is his pole. And there was another one that was about that. As long as the sex was good, you know, he had this size. He was this size. So that was all that mattered. Then you have these little skits that you're not feeding the children. Then you have one little trifling woman who want him to change beneficiaries so that you could say, I'm the benefactor. None of it is cute. But again, we all know all of these stems from things that have a lack of spirituality, a lack of life in what we spend our time with. And I told Courtney today, Big Mama them dead. She said, well, what happened to Big? No, I said, they gone. She said, what happened? I said, they all dead. And then you have this younger generation raising a generation, and you're raising a generation, but you have no depth. But see, somebody prayed for me, and I know they did. And I know there's favor on my life. And I know God keeps me. So I know who's the head of my life. And I know who got me. And I know why I'm where I am today. Because it certainly wasn't by my degrees. Again, y'all know we can have more degrees than a thermometer. But God allows these things. But I had a foundation. I had a solid foundation that I watched my mother be a mother. I watched my mother raise in the best she could at that time, even in her younger times. But that house stayed knitted together. That house was a household. My mother was not one of those mothers that jailed with the children. There was a place for everybody. And not together, not hanging out, you know, not clubbing together, not sitting down smoking and cussing with each other and all of that kind of thing. And talk, you know, that. My mother was a mother. My mother was old school. And they were married 41 years. My mother and father were married 41 years before she passed. If she would have been alive today, it would have been, 55 years they would have been married. My dad is still here. But I learned. And also, even in biblical, coming up with an admonition of the Lord and knowing who I am and whose I am. Did I have a struggle? Absolutely. Was my life like perfect? Absolutely not. But do I know order? Absolutely. And I just want to get on here. Even all of you successful women, all of you women who have arrived or think you arrived, because we're not going to arrive till we're on the other side of here. It won't happen in this lifetime. We'll always be under his grace and mercy. Each day we'll die daily to Christ, trying to figure this thing out. We'll die daily to Christ, trying to be the best version of ourselves. Asking yourself, which you should be, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? How am I going to help someone along the way? Or will I keep and continue to turn a deaf ear and a blind eye to what I see in society and just simply talk about them instead of trying to help them? We're here to win souls. We're here to change lives. We're here to be the epitome of what they look at and say, this is what I wish my life was. Not, girl, look at that. Because, see, it bothers me. Somebody asked me, was I watching Tyler Perry's new movie, Black Divorce? No. One, I don't watch black shows. I said it. I don't watch black shows. Because every show, almost, baby, I can get you in the 90 percentile or better, is about drugs, sex, cheating, demeaning. Ain't nothing cute about it. Is that the sum total of black people? Is that all y'all got? Is that all you got to go, girl? You got to watch such and such. Why? Power? What was that? Enterprise? Empire? Whatever the other one was? Hell, I think the only thing that can come close to a decent thing was Claire the Huxtables in A Different World, and that was college life. What's happening, I think? There's not many. But we waste our time into this mess, and then you don't realize that mess becomes a part of you, and then you watching Sexy Red, Beyonce, Devilish, that's the devil, I said it, come for me and your beehive, come for me. I wouldn't go to a Beyonce concert if you gave me the ticket for free. Ain't no way I'd be in the house of the devil. But that's a whole different ball game, and you can debate me on that all day. Play with your mama, not me. I'm not it. I said what I said. So when I look at that, and when I look at these little skits, when I look at these little things that people play, and I look at the comments that come under there, We're so busy for a like, for a follow, because your lazy asses don't want to get up and go to a job. You'd rather say, oh, girl, I'm a social media influencer. You ain't influencing nothing. And the mess you're influencing, you're going to pay for, because you're certainly not influencing with direction. You're influencing with chaos, thereby creating chaos. And then you wonder why you don't have a black man to date, because they don't want your foolish tale. You want to blame him on dating a white woman. He think he done sold out, because he can't deal with your foolish tale. Because you don't have enough within you to know that I don't have to be loud, boisterous. I don't have to be degrading, demeaning. I don't have to emasculate a man to say, oh, I'm this or that, because you got a little money in the bank. Girl, sit down. We are so externally driven that it is sad. The measure of our life is being measured by what we have, what we have accomplished, what are we driving, what our houses look like, that type of thing. You do know there's more to life than that, and all that you amass, you're not taking it nowhere with you. So I say all that to say that by promoting these things, by being a part of these things, by not educating your children in the household, by not raising your children in the household, because you want to live on housing till you die, and it will tear us apart. So I had a house yesterday to show that I rented out after we finished it. Excuse me, y'all. Meanwhile, I had the house across the street. One of my tenants had some issues on the bathroom. So needless to say, I walked in this house. It was like what's that man name? Grover the Garbage Pail Man on Sesame Street. The house looked like a tsunami had run through it. Yet you're pregnant on child number 5 with no desire, and you're about to get an eviction notice, and they're going to say she's going to evict me because, and she know I don't have anywhere to go. If you get off your lazy, tired ass, stop laying up with Tom, Dick, Harry, Mary Sue, and everybody else, and stop having these children, and make the most out of your life. It has nothing to do with me, but it has everything to do with you living in my house for free. So all these things stem from that, because I see it more than most. I'm in the trenches more than most. So I'm around this type of lifestyle, these types of people, these people with no dreams, no visions, no aspirations, and no goals and desires to want to do better, to be better in life. I pick up the kids in the neighborhood to take them to church. But then you have to also realize I got them for about 2-3 hours, not that long. I got them for about an hour, hour and a half, and you got them for the rest of your life. So, but if we can save one, but you also got to remember it costs you something. So we're here to try to change. And as I look at this and I started to think hard on these things and life and what we're doing with our life, I know sometimes we can get in a slump every now and again, and we can feel like that we're not progressing, that we're not doing anything. But people don't really understand that the blessing is in helping others. The blessings is thinking back on moments in your life that you consider meaningful. Think of when you can pinpoint a time when somebody helped you, somebody brought you out, somebody told you that you could do it, somebody told you that you were more than a conqueror in these things. And so I look at that, and that in totality is what we're trying to do, what we're trying to achieve through this podcast, what we're trying to do, achieve through wanting women to have a little bit more self-esteem about themselves, to love and value themselves more than they do nowadays. And as you look out, it gets sadder and sadder and more disheartening. They don't care about life. They don't care or think about the things that go on around us. And it's funny how when we look at them, we look at life in a whole different fashion. It was like when we're young, we think we're invincible. And we do. But we still had direction. we still wanted to do something. Everybody now wants to be an influence. Everybody now wants to just lay around. Everybody now wants a handout. Everybody now has a sense of entitlement. And when I say everybody, I mean in this generation, some of the younger children. And I can say it's more than most, because again, I wouldn't be on this podcast for women if this foolishness wasn't going around, if we didn't see it day to day in our lives and in our aspects, trying to help people to glean from it and go, this is serious, y'all. This is almost like an epidemic. The World Wide Web. It seems like I told my daughter that today, and it likened to the Tower of Babel, you know, when they were trying to build and God came, they're going to build it out. So you break it up, gave everybody different languages, different things like that, and separated this mess. You look at the world now, there's too much access to everything out there. There's too much access to social media. There's too much access to see. You can go on any site you want to see, find anything. You don't have to go in the back room of a porn shop, whatever you call it, what you call them. Help me, Lord. You don't have to go to the guttermost places now. You don't have to go to Sprague Street now. You can go right in the confines and privacy of your own home, tap in to anything on this internet, and you can pull up every little known nasty thing to man to be as nasty as you want to be. You can pull up anything, any information, and it's going to tell you. You can go on any site, OnlyFans and anything else, and watch a lady degrade herself, her body, sit there and play all nasty nice for you, all for the tune of a little bit of money. We sell our soul for a little bit of money. And that's your lot in life. So you have to ask yourself, what do I want out of life? Lord, what is it that you have for me to do? Lord, where am I going? Where am I going to end up? How long will that last? So again, you know, that the thing really triggered me about the young lady and the little boy that was in the bed, and the baby kept saying, I had rice. Children are so innocent. Even if it was a skit, you know, he played his role well. And I always make sure if I say in the comments, if it's a skit, it's not cute, because it's not. Again, it's demeaning to women. And it says a lot as far as Black women, especially when I see so many of y'all making the videos. And even with the men, like I said, if that's y'all little whatever it is, hey, cool beans, kudos to you. But again, when society looks at it as a whole, it's very demeaning, because then everyone gets grouped into that same little old pot, your little dirty trifling, no good tell is in, that make everyone think that's the lot in life of every woman or every female. And that is certainly not the case. So I want to just encourage women that have substance, women that have influence, women that have value, to find someone, to mentor somebody, to look for somebody to help. If you are a school teacher, go into these schools and try to help a child. Find a child that you know need mentoring, that needs coaching, that needs that motherly instinct that she'll want to develop and be better. If you are a nurse in the hospital and there's somebody sick, give somebody something encouraging to help. God put us in places where we can impact. You don't have to be in a pulpit to impact. I know some of y'all have got away from church, and it shows. It shows. Read 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. He ain't say nothing about the sinners. He said, if my people. But that's a whole nother story too. But like I said, you know, it brought me to this today, because it's not cute to see. It's not cute to watch. And we wonder why the ratio of men to women, even in the Black community, hell, they either half of them are in jail, the other half are dead, and the other ones don't want to fool with you because you think you've arrived because you're driving a little BMW C-Class. Go sit down somewhere. Whatever. Or whatever you're driving. Oh, no, that's a Mercedes, y'all. The BMW is something else. But you got to dig deep. You got to dig deep within yourself to go, for my daughter, I don't want this for her life. Is it a struggle? Yes. When you give them so much access, when there's so much out there. But does that mean you have to give up on them? Absolutely not. Well, go on in your house is your house. How you going to your household is how you going to your household. And some of you trifling women need to stop being so jacked up with these men and allow the men into these children's lives as well. Because you surely don't have time. And if you got low self-esteem, you up in some man face. And you're too busy digging in his tail that you don't even have time to deal with your own kids. That's why half of your children sit with iPads in their hands and in their face and earbuds on with a cell phone so you don't have to deal with them. And they'll do that all day, every day. Baby, summer here, your child be just as dumb as a box of rocks going back to school and probably ain't gonna won't look at not NAM school sheet before he go back into the school. But then you'll be the first one to raise your big tail up there to want to fight a teacher for that trifling kid that you done created. I said what I said. So, you know, I just want to encourage y'all. If you're going to do skits, if you're going to do something that's encouraging. Do something that somebody can have a desire to want to emulate. Because we are at this point in society that everybody want to be like somebody. If it's the coolest thing popping, they'll do it. Every trend, everything that's out there, you have no problem trending. You have no problem joining the crowd and the hype. Don't know half of the things about it, but you can learn it in a split second. We have to be better women. We have to do better. We have to raise the bar. We have to raise the standard, y'all. Even as Black women, Black mothers, for Black sons, Black daughters, these children are just degrading themselves. And when you come up to them with a microphone and ask them something about a man, there was also another one, this balloon pop thing. We talked about that before. So the guy was asking the questions and he asked the young lady how many children she has. She said two. He asked how many different fathers did the children have. She said two. He said the first one is a give me. He said the second one, you didn't consider marrying him or wanting to be with somebody, you know. So then all the other women behind her start popping their balloons. Now, I can't go with that on certain situations because we don't know the circumstances or the dynamics by which that came to be. So I won't touch on that. I could have been married to my first husband and then got married a second time and he wanted children. So thereby, I'm going to have two children if my marriage didn't work. So on that, you have to mind your business. But it's one of those things when you got four and five and six children with six and seven different baby daddies, and you know, that's a different ball game. That's a little rough out there. But it's also, again, even when they do these skits, whenever they do these things, as women and as men and as mothers and as fathers, grandfathers, grandmothers, we should be able to look at this and go, how can I help my child? How can I talk to them about this? How can I let them know this is not the way to be? How can I let them know this is not cute? How can I let them know this is not your lot in life and this is not what we're going to do? There was a guy down in Natchitoches said they took the man took the child to the barbershop. And his cell phone rang and you could hear him go, yeah, yeah, yeah. And the two children came in the barbershop sweating like they had been in a sauna. This gentleman left the children in the car to go get another child haircut. I told him next time that y'all call the police on him, you just as trifling as the day long. But he was also in the barbershop calling the little boy stupid, telling him he wasn't going to be anything. And so the gentleman in the barbershop had to stop him and go, whoa, whoa, hey, wait a minute. But it was his son. Well, you know, the sins of the father visited on the children. So somebody told him he was stupid. Somebody told him he wasn't going to amount to anything because usually that's your lot in life. And when you don't think you're going to amount to much, you're going to emulate everything that you've been around, everything that you know to do, you'll do. But then there are some of us in the world who go, that's not going to be me. I'm going to change that. I'm going to break that generational curse. I'm going to break that. That's not going to be my lot. I'm not going to be like my family. We're like night and day. But there has to be an innate drive. There has to be a relationship. There has to be, Lord, help me. Lord, free me from that. Lord, I forgive me of every wrong, everything I've ever spoken, every negative word I've ever spoken over my life. We have to believe and know that God wants better for our lives. God wants more for us. And we keep falling deeper and deeper into chaos. We keep falling deeper and deeper into tomfoolery, you know. So, again, it breaks my heart to see beautiful young women, and I'm going to say young women, not only black, white, Asian, whatever you want to call them, but young women who does not know their lot in life or their worth or their value. One, because they haven't been taught. Two, because they're raised in a household that they see so much that a child shouldn't see. They see things that some of these children know more than I know. Let me put it like that. some of these young women have been through the cleaners and the ring, you know, and it's unfortunate, you know. And that's what we're here for, to try to change the narrative, to try to let them know that just because these things happen to you, they're not who you are. It happened to you. And just because it happened to me does not mean and measure me up to go, that's who I'm going to be. That's how I'm going to turn out. So women, if you're on here and y'all listening to this, encourage somebody. Find somebody, find a program, encourage your friends, encourage any of them to do better with these children, with these young women, with these young girls. This is the future. And y'all got generations to come of this mess, but God will clean it up. I promise you, he is not mocked. It ain't catching him by surprise, but it certainly catches us by surprise. Those who are looking at it with a heavy heart to go, man, Lord, we need change. Lord, we need to be different. Lord, help us to be the difference makers. Lord, give us the tools and things that we need to be able to help these people along their journey. And again, that's what it's all about. Some of y'all are so popular. Some of y'all are in, what you call them? I almost said fraternity, sorority, whatever y'all are in. Some of y'all are on jobs that you don't even know. That's why God have you there. Some of y'all or in a church youth group, praise dancing. Y'all are in so many different things and aspects where you can influence and be a difference and be a world changer. But you're too busy about you. Take the time out to stop and look around and see. Look at your own daughters. Look at your nieces. Look at your siblings. Look at your friends' children. Look at your friend. Help somebody along the way. Ask God to give you that innate thing, that ability to be able to help. Lord, what is it you need me to do? Lord, how can I reach him? Lord, how can I change this young life? Lord, how can I get a part of social media? Y'all get on social media and whatever tickles their ears and their fancy is what they're going to flock to. And you can't get mad at it if they're the only ones that's out there trying to teach them. Propaganda. Propaganda, propaganda. He who controls the media controls the man. He who controls the mind controls the person. And again, if they're just looking at that same thing over and over and over and over and over again, why do you think Steve Jobs didn't let his children have access to this foolishness? Why do you think most of the rich people didn't allow access to these things just because they had it? One, they know it's a time waster. Two, they know it's a thief. We give it because we so dang gone tired and lazy. We don't want to raise them. So we're going to let somebody else raise them. And then when they're out there in society as the banshees that they are, we want to cry racism. We want to cry this ain't fair. We want to cry everything. But where your ass was when you weren't there raising them? Well, you ain't crying then. Because guess what? They out of your hair. And as long as you're getting your food stamps and this food in the refrigerator with their big tails running around here eating everything that ain't nailed down, you're good. So you could be on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and every other platform. So you could be in everybody else's business. But I bet you that your hair and nails done for $500 looking like a Sasquatch. Y'all, we have to do better. We have to raise up a better generation of children. We have to do better for your daughter's sake, for your son's sake, for life's sake, for God's sake. Do better. It's time. Commit yourself to somebody. Commit yourself to something. Ask God to give you the strength to be committed to something. What they say when it's about a man and a woman, girl, he make time for that you want to make time for. Make time for it then. Yeah, it's gonna cost us something. It costing me my 7 o'clock time right now. But Lord, if I can get just one, a half of your heads, I have done something. Lord, help me to encourage somebody. Lord, if it's someone to love, someone to share with, Lord God, give me that I need to do to be available for them. I've had hand surgery. I've had other complications. Now I got Achilles tendonitis. Baby, but I'm still pushing. I'm still here because he keeps me. So no matter the struggle, no matter the journey, I still have to do what God has called me to do, to be. So I want to encourage y'all, find something, do something, y'all. Reach out, take them somewhere, show them something different. These little TikTok forums, these little things, these little skits, it's not cute. It's so ignorant. It's so degrading. But I guess if you can get those likes and shares and comments, your little tail can sit at home and get your little stipend of $50 or however much it is a month that they're going to pay you so you don't have to work. But you ain't going to McDonald's because they pay $10 an hour. But you broke all day and selling your food stamps. But that ain't none of my business. I'm like Kermit on that one. I love y'all. I hope it helps somebody. Lord, I hope you want to be encouraged to help somebody else. We need it. Our young daughters are crying, y'all. Your nieces are crying out for you, y'all. Your cousins are crying for you, y'all. Y'all be blessed.